Bottom half of the sixth. Alex Briner will lead it off for the Bears. Lead 2-0 here. Cordell Green back to work for the Dudes, who's had an unfortunate round of innings here as of late. Bears scoring in back-to-back innings, fourth and the fifth. Here's the first pitch to Briner, and outside, ball one. Wanted to swing at it and called no swing by the field umpire, Jeremiah Jordan. So 1-0 count for Briner, and the wind by Green. Here's the delivery, and not swinging, but called strike at the top corner. 1-1 now. Green comes set and the delivery. And Briner watches that one sink low for ball two. Briner so far tonight, he's struck out twice, looking to change things up, trying to get on base for his squad. And a big swing and a miss at that one. Now the count's even at two, as Briner's in danger of striking out for the third time tonight. Steps back in. Green from the stretch. The delivery. And outside, good take by Briner, as that heater just missed. It's now a full count. And we all know Alex would love to get a base hit here, help his team out any way he can. Here's the full count pitch, and swung on, foul tipped. And once again, Graves taking a beating behind home plate, the home plate umpire. And the difficult thing about having two umpires is if you lose one of them because of an injury or reaction from a ball, you're down to one. And of course, that umpire would have to be behind home plate and would struggle to see the full field. But he's okay. He puts the mask back on, steps back behind the catcher, McBride, as Briner steps back into the box. Green saw the sign he liked. He comes set. And the pitch. And watching it, but it's strike three called, as Briner goes to his bat, gives it a kiss. But he'll have to kiss that at-bat goodbye. Hits third strikeout of the night. It's the sixth strikeout for Cordell Green. And that's the second time that he's caught Briner looking. Here now is Colton Robinson, high and inside, but it just swoops in at the last second for strike one. Robinson, two walks. So no official at-bat yet. Here's the next pitch to him, and high. Good take by Colton for ball one. 1-1. Robinson now steps back in. Open stance. And the next pitch to him, and that one's a grounder up the middle. Past a diving Strash at second for a base hit. And now Robinson with a big turnaround first. A lazy run-in by Hussey in center. Robinson trying to catch him napping, and he'll retreat back to first for his first hit of the night. So a strong grounder single for Robinson, and now here is Cody Simmons. And again, we can't talk enough about the production that Cody has provided this season. Leads the team with 20 RBIs, as that one's low for ball one. And Austin and I have agreed, he started off rather slow. He struggled to even get a base hit as it was, but then really turned on the jets in the middle part of July, finishing out this season, and that one's fouled back. Now it's a 1-1 count. Even more exciting, he hit all three of his home runs this season at Mel Olson. And all of those home runs came at crucial times, a first inning grand slam, an eighth inning two-run blast to give him the lead. Robinson faking. Now he's going, and no one's covering over on that side of the infield, so it'll get by into right for a base hit. And Cody Simmons and Robinson go back-to-back here in the sixth. So Keelan Martin with two on and one out. Switch hitter hitting from the left-hand side. He's had a great season as well. The other home run leader with three. Two on the road and one at home for the switch hitting designated hitter. He's got two on and one out. Robinson with a nice leadoff second. Simmons not being held on at first. Here's the first pitch to Martin. Watches it go by for strike one. You always go back to that conversation that Moser had with Martin at batting practice, asking why he can't just hit home runs during the game. And lo and behold, he hits one. His first one is that one misses high for ball two. Ball one. His first one of the season in the Victoria road trip. And Jay Castillo, the right fielder, is playing a bit shallow. Center fielder Hussey is playing rather deep in center. And normal positioning for Vonderhaar, so they're definitely playing for pull. But it's a confusing outfield setup for pull. Castillo would more likely play deeper for the power-hitting Martin. Robinson with the leadoff second, Simmons off first. Here's the pitch, and a big swing and a miss just late on the heater. It's 1-2 now to Martin. Steps back in. Looking for his change of fortunes. He's 0 for 2. And the next pitch. And that one's cut on, fouled back. A little bit late on that pitch. So Colton Robinson and Cody Simmons with back-to-back singles. Here to follow Alex Briner in the sixth. And Martin looking to keep the line moving. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, chopped, but foul. And our Bear Claw Josh Evans picks it up over by third base. Foul territory. Robinson on second. Simmons on first. Both have their leads. Looking to keep the line moving from Martin at the plate. He's choking up a bit on the bat. Green looking back at second. Now the pitch. And Martin watches that one sink low. And now advancing is Robinson and Simmons. No throw from McBride. So it'll go as a wild pitch from Green. And it results in two bases advance. And now Martin has both runners in scoring position. And a 2-2 count. So Robinson now on third. Simmons on second. And the infield is now playing all the way in at the edge of the grass. Here's the pitch. And that one's just fouled. He got underneath it and a little bit late. And Martin usually pretty good with his timing. But he's just a little bit late here. Now he steps back in. He's still choking up. Simmons and Robinson take their leads. Infield is in. Next pitch. Martin sends that one up the middle for a base hit. That'll score Robinson. Simmons rounds third, picked up by Hussey in the outfield. Martin will stay at first, and Simmons will come in. No slide, standing up. It's 4-0 Bears. So those are your official first RBIs of the night. Keelan Martin with a 2-RBI single. And that's technically the third runs he's brought in tonight. Here now is Cole Chambers, tonight's left fielder. He's 0 for 2. And another grounder up the middle for a base hit. Martin will get to second. He'll stay there. Now four straight singles here for the Bears. And you talk about line keep on moving. This is it. So four straight singles. It's 4-0 now Bears here in the bottom of the sixth as Chase Anderson steps up to the dish. Switch hitter batting left-handed. As Anderson turns around on the first pitch, but he grounds it foul up the first base line. So the Bears have now scored three consecutive innings, and they have four consecutive singles here in the sixth. So they've bumped their hit total from 3 to 7 in just four hitters. Now the next pitch to Anderson, and he'll watch that one sail about eye level for ball one. Once again, want to thank you for spending your evening with us listening to the final broadcast of the Bears season. And the next pitch is fastball, but it missed outside. 2-1. Anderson has a good eye up there. Anderson steps back in. And now the delivery from Green. And a slider tried to backdoor him. Didn't work. So now it's 3-1 to the shortstop. The next pitch, the 3-1, and Anderson will take it. So it's a five-pitch walk to Chase, and now the bases are loaded for Armin Swanson the third. So now struggling a bit with his command here is Cordell Green, and now the bases are loaded for Swanson. So here now is Armin with the bases loaded and only one out. And that one missed, and it sails away from McBride, and not moving on the play is Martin. Not the fastest runner over there on third. Corners in the infield are playing even with the bags. Second and short playing in double play depth. Here's the next pitch, and inside to Martin. So back, or excuse me, Swanson. So back-to-back pitches missing to the third baseman. Right-handed hitter. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And that one's fouled straight back. Got underneath it and a bit late. So now it's 2-1 rather to Swanson. Looking to connect here. They lead 4-0. They've scored twice here in the sixth to lead the Dudes. Here's the next pitch. Swanson takes that one and now it's 3-1. So Martin's at third. He singled and drove in both Colton Robinson and Cody Simmons. Chambers is at second. He singled. And Anderson with a walk. He's at first. Here's the 3-1 to Swanson. And swings and fouls it just off the end of his bat. Now the count's full. Grayson O'Neill waits on deck. O'Neill is also 0-for-2 tonight. So if there was ever an inning to turn things around for your batting line, it's this one. Come set is Green, the full count pitch, and Swanson, a grounder past the second baseman, Strash into right for a base hit. That'll shift everyone around one. Now Chambers coming home, and he gets in without a throw. It's now 6-0 Bears. So on the 2-RBI single by Swanson, Anderson gets to second. And both Keelan Martin and Colt Chambers come around to score, and that's going to do it for Cordell Green. Looks like he's just going to trade places in the field. Or rather, Green will be taken out of the game in favor of the left fielder Vonderhaar now coming into pitch, and a new catcher as well. We'll keep you updated right after this commercial break.
You are listening to the Highline Bears Radio Network.
Are you hungry, baseball fans? Proletariat Pizza is the Bears' go-to for New York-style pizza. Pizza by the slice or the entire pie made to order. Using fresh, local ingredients, Proletariat Pizza was just voted the number one pizzeria in Seattle by Seattle Magazine. Proletariat Pizza, the pizza that made White Center famous. Bears fans, join the Highline Bears in being one of the 10,000 fans to enter the ballpark this season. The Bears want everyone to be a part of it this season and rank as one of the top summer collegiate teams in the country. Join us in reaching 10,000 fans this summer, and along the way, the Bears will have surprise giveaways for fans at major milestones.
A couple of changes here in the middle of the sixth inning, so that'll do it here for Cordell Green. He's only able to get one out here in the sixth. We'll get the rest of his line to you in a minute. Now on the mound, the left field starter for tonight was Jack Vonderhaar. He's now on the bump. And going out to left field now, it's the former catcher manager McBride. So McBride will tab left field. And then now behind the plate, it was last night's catcher Lowndes, I believe. But out of the game is Cordell Green, and on the mound now the left-hander Jack Vonderhaar. So Anderson off second, Swanson off first, and the first pitch is in the dirt and gets away, and now Swanson and Anderson advance into scoring position. So the pass ball moves Anderson and Swanson over. So now an even better scenario for O'Neill with a 1-0 count. Now Vonderhaar is just going to work from the windup. He winds, the lefty delivers. And the next pitch, an off-speed strike, the bottom part of the zone. So the person wearing 31, as that one is grounded over to the second baseman, Strash. He'll just throw it to first, but on the play, Anderson will score. So an RBI ground out for Grayson O'Neill, and it's now 7-0. On the play, Swanson will advance to third. So FC 4-3 and an RBI for Grayson O'Neill, and there's two out. It's now 7-0 Bears. And now the wind from Vonderhaar and the pitch, a chopper, comebacker right to Vonderhaar. Duncan tosses his bat in disgust. And Vonderhaar will just underhand it to his first baseman for the out. So a full batting order hit in that inning. Briner started with a strikeout, but then five runs scored. Robinson, Simmons, Martin, and Chambers all going back-to-back-to-back-to-back singles. And a walk and another single by Swanson drives in five. So it's now 7-0 Bears heading to the seventh inning.